Chapter 8. Computers. Not long ago, all letters were written by hand or on typewriters, and information was held mainly in libraries. Affordable personal computers only appeared in the 1980s, followed by the internet and email a few years later. It is easy to forget how recent these inventions are. Charles Babbage. In 1943, Thomas J. Watson, who started the company IBM, said that he thought there was a world market for about 5 computers. He was very wrong. There are now over 100 million personal computers in use around the world, as well as the bigger computers used by large organizations. In 1822, in England, Charles Babbage began work on a counting machine. He was given £1,500 of government money to complete the job and worked on it for the next 10 years. This became known as the Difference Engine No. 1. The government's patience finally ended in 1834, when Babbage still hadn't finished building it, but had planned the first programmable computer. This included programs written using cards with holes in them, a reader which was able to get results from the information, and a memory. All the things that were found in later computers. Babbage asked the government for money to make the new machine, but was refused. He then built the Difference Engine No. 2. At 2 meters high, this was a slightly smaller and much simpler model that used only a small number of the 25,000 parts in the first machine. In 1991, 100 years after Babbage's death, a copy was built using his plans. It did what Babbage said it would do. Babbage wasn't recognized in his lifetime. Very few people knew about his work, and most of them weren't interested. Early computers. Later in the 19th century, in the US, Herman Hollerith also used cards with holes when he invented a machine to count government figures more quickly. The 1880 population count had taken 8 years, and people were worried that the 1891 would take even longer. Hollerith's machine, which used electricity to read, sort, and count the cards, did the job in a year. The English mathematician Alan Turing led the move toward a machine that was able to think in a real way. He wrote a paper which is the real start of the computer age, about a machine that read and wrote information, with a memory to hold it in, a central processor, and a program of mathematical commands. This became known as a Turing machine. During the Second World War, Turing worked on reading secret German messages. The work also included the building of a simple computer. After the war, he used his knowledge of mathematics to write the first programming languages. In Germany, Konrad Zuse started work on his first mechanical computer in 1934, but 2 years later, he changed to electrical connections. In 1940, the war interrupted the building of his third computer, but after a year, he left the army and completed the Z3, an electrical machine which was controlled by a program. The German Air Force helped him, and the Z3 was used to help build airplanes and the V2 rockets. At the end of the war, Zeus's latest machine was taken to Switzerland to be finished. This was the Z4. The first fully programmable computer. It had a mechanical memory of 1,024 words. From large machines to small. The first of the modern all-electronic computers was the ENIAC, built at the University of Pennsylvania. It was begun in 1943 and used by the U.S. Army. It was 150 square meters in size and needed an enormous quantity of electricity. It also became very hot, and this was a great problem. The first computer for business use, the UNIVAC 1, was also used to count population. It became famous when it said that Dwight D. Eisenhower would win the race to become president in 1952. Its operators refused to believe this and reprogrammed it for a more likely result. When Eisenhower won easily, somebody said, "The problem with machines is people." In the late 1950s, the transistor was invented. This was cheaper, smaller, and worked better than the old electronic connections. In 1958, Jack St. Clair Kilby of Texas Instruments had the idea of putting a few transistors together on a board. Today, hundreds of thousands of electronic parts can be put together on a board that is no more than 1 centimeter square. In 1971, the Intel 4004 processor appeared. The central working part of the computer was now brought together in something that you could hold in your hand. Gordon Moore, who started Intel, said in 1965 that the power of processors would double every 12 months for the next 10 years. This was changed to 18 months in 1975, and since then, Moore's law has continued to be true. In 1965, U.S. engineer Kenneth Olson produced the PDP-8. This was a machine about the size of 2 televisions, and it sold for $18,000, much less than the $1 million cost of larger computers. It was a great success with scientists and engineers. The first 3 personal computers appeared in 1977. The best of these was the Apple II. 2 years before, Steven Wozniak had built and marketed the Apple I. This had no case, all the electronics could be seen, and it was only for serious computer hobbyists. Wozniak's friend, Steve Jobs, asked him to build a machine that more people could use. The result was the Apple II, which sold for $1,298. Among a number of computer hobbyists in California were Bill Gates and Paul Allen, who started Microsoft, later Microsoft. IBM, which had seen the success of the Apple II, was interested in selling its own machine. Microsoft was given the job of writing the operating system. IBM could use the system, but not own it, so Microsoft received $10 for every copy sold. IBM had failed to realize that systems, not machines, were going to make money in the future. This was possibly the biggest mistake in the history of computers. Large numbers of companies produced copies of IBM machines, but every machine, about 30 million in the 1980s, used Microsoft systems. The power of IBM meant the business followed its lead, and the Apple machines were mainly bought by home users or by people who needed good drawing systems. In 1971, IBM produced the first floppy disk. This came in a paper packet and was 20 centimeters wide, but it was still a great improvement on the tapes that had been used before. The modern 9-centimeter disk was first produced by Sony in 1981. The Internet. In 1969, several university and government computers were connected together by the U.S. Department of Defense so scientists in different parts of the world could share information and work together. 2 years after this, a program for sending electronic mail, email, was written. The first international connection was made in 1973 between University College London and Norway. Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom sent her first email in 1976. 3 years later, the University of Essex built a system which allowed a number of users to exchange information at the same time. In 1982, the word Internet was invented to describe this. In 1989, Philip Emeagwali, who came from Nigeria but worked in the U.S., connected 65,536 separate computer processors to work together and perform 3,100,000,000 mathematical operations every second. These were used in the search to find oil. 2 years later, the Englishman Tim Berners-Lee invented a new system. This made it possible to find and read documents without knowing where they actually were, and it became known as the World Wide Web. It appeared on the Internet in 1991, starting an explosion of information. For the next 2 years, use of the Internet grew at around 341,000% each year. The ability of computers to do difficult mathematics and the power of the Internet to help people communicate with each other have made it possible to improve ideas much faster than before. All the more recent inventions in this book have been helped by computers.